This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Google-backed Indian audio platform Kuku FM raises $25 million. By Manish Singh. Google-backed audio content platform Kuku FM has raised $25 million in a new funding round as it looks to make deeper inroads with its audiobook offerings in the South Asian market. Indian billionaire and technologist Nandan Nilekani's Fundamentum partnership led the Series C funding in Kuku FM with International Finance Corporation, part of the World Bank. Temasek-backed Vertex Ventures also participated in the new financing round, said the five-year-old startup that counts 314 Capital and Krafton also among its backers. Kuku FM, which has raised over $60 million to date, operates an eponymous audio platform that offers over 150,000 hours of content in genres including personal finance, romance, religion, and self-help. The content, available in 6 Indian languages and English, is pertinent to the local context and has helped Kuku FM make deeper inroads with consumers in smaller Indian cities, towns, and villages. The startup neither displays ads nor provides complimentary content, only permitting users to sample parts of episodes within a series. Instead, it charges 99 Indian rupees, equivalent to $1.20, for a monthly subscription and 999 Indian rupees for an annual one, granting users unlimited access to its content. Lalchand Bisu, co-founder and chief executive of Kuku FM, told TechCrunch in an interview that the startup has more than doubled its revenue in the last year and it's currently on track to generate $15 million in revenue annually. It's aiming to become profitable by the end of next year, he said. Consumption of audio content is increasingly rising in popularity in India thanks to the widespread availability of affordable smartphones and internet access. As vast numbers of Indians join the online community, there is a growing demand for content that resonates with their preferences and is available in their desired language. Amazon is also amplifying its footprint with Audible in India, partnering with local production entities to enrich the platform's offerings. Kuku FM has captured a wider market share due to its unlimited consumption model, rather than charging consumers for each piece of content. Bisu said the platform collaborates with more than 30,000 professional content creators who provide their titles to the platform. To ensure quality, the startup employs a rigorous vetting process. Kuku FM has created a niche category which caters to the unique and rapidly evolving demands of the new digital natives of India, said Prateek Jain, a principal at Fundamentum Partners in a statement. Moreover, Bisu and team have demonstrated a great understanding in terms of creating a business model with strong focus on unit economics and robust fundamentals. Kuku FM plans to use the new funding to expand its catalog, with a particular emphasis on broadening its educational content offerings, said Bisu.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.